no matter how generous it might be. Applause never penetrated to his domain behind the scenes. And this state of affairs suited Nicholas. He had a commanding presence that was offset by a gift for self-effacement. And he courted the shadows more than the sun. While Lawrence Firethorn and the others lapped up the tumultuous admiration, the bookholder was still calmly doing his job, noting from his vantage point that Barnaby Gill had torn his hose, that Edmund Hood had dropped a stitch in the rear of his doublet, and that George Dart had somehow lost a buckle off his shoe. Nicholas had also observed in the course of a hectic 2 hours that entrances had been missed, lines had gone astray, and the musicians had not been at their most harmonious. He would have stern words for the offenders afterwards, and would even be courageous enough to tell the volatile Firethorn that during one of his major speeches, the leading man had mistakenly inserted 4 lines from another play. Nicholas was a relentless perfectionist. He had also come to know his employer very well. Even though his view of Firethorn was confined to a bending back and a pair of thrusting buttocks, he could see what was animating Count Orlando. Somewhere in the gallery was a new female face with a roguish charm that had ensnared the actor. Nicholas had spotted the signs earlier, when Firethorn was in the tiring house, working himself.